Okay, now comes the time where we get to share with you all of the exciting things that we've been doing during Team Builders. So let's just say a short prayer. Father God, we pray that all of the things that we are sharing about our learning may speak to us and that we hear what you would like to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we heard in our reading this morning that love is a really, really important part of being on God's team. Paul was telling the church in Corinth in the first reading that the most important part of following Jesus is love. If we do things for God, but we don't love each other, then everything we do is kind of pointless. We need love to play on God's team. And that's what we've been learning at Team Builders Holiday Club. And one of the people who's been helping us learn that is someone called Superfan. We had our own number one Superfan keeping us updated every day at Holiday Club. And we can say hello to him now. Hello, Superfan.
Good morning. I'm Superfan, and each day of the Team Builders Holiday Club, I've been bringing the latest news from the terraces. Today I will be giving a roundup of the week. On day one, Team Builders successfully dodged the gunge in the challenge and were clean enough to design some great t-shirts in the craft. Our star player thought that because she could score a lot of goals, she was the most important person on the team, but we found out that everyone has different gifts and they are all very valuable. In spite of the interference by the leaders, squad members worked together to build some amazing P towers on day two. Head coach was not impressed by the vicar's workout and will not be inviting him back next year. She was overwhelmed by the number of jokes coming in, but followed advice that she should appoint some wise joke readers to share the load, which turned out to be the main thing that the team builders learned that day. We are not alone. We can help each other, and God wants us to help too. On day three, our star player, who is scared of heights, had to dive from a high diving board. Sometimes we have to do some very scary things to help others, but God will help us to be brave. Welly throwing was the highlight on day four. Some surprising people were good at this. Team builders learnt that God can use our gifts to help whatever skills and background. Water games are always popular. Chairwoman Joyce was reported to say that it was not about winning, but getting the vicars wet. Guy said he would never speak to her again until the head coach explained that we can forgive others because God has forgiven us. That's all from me. Goodbye.
Thank you, Superfan. Can we have it on? Okay, at Team Builders Holiday Club, on day one, we looked at how everybody has different gifts, but they're all valuable. And sometimes we do get things wrong, but Jesus offers us a way back. And the story we looked at for this was Joseph and his dreams, because people thought that, his brothers thought that he was being a bit big-headed when he was sharing his dreams. So here we have the gunge walk. We got a bit gungy. We have parachute games. We made team shirts. Some people are wearing them. You might spot some later. Okay, and what was this one, the team chants? Oh yes, and we made up our own team chants, didn't we? On day two, we learnt about how actually we need other people on our team. We can't do things on our own. And we heard about the story of Moses and how he was trying to do everything by himself, but his father-in-law, Jethro, told him to appoint some wise people to help him to share in the leadership. So that's what we were learning. Oh, and we had the vicar's workout. had Superfan. And we built pea towers together. So this was learning to work together as a team. And we competed to see who could build the tallest pea tower, which team. The teams got points all the way through. Oh, this was poor old Moses. Poor Moses. Look at how stressed Moses looks, doing all of that work by himself. Look, these people kept coming to him and he's all on his own. And we did relay races in the vicarage garden. Oh, and Victor joining in. This was our llama dance. And we made team mascots as well together. We did lots of action songs, didn't we? Which you saw. And day three, we were learning about how God has given us gifts, but the gifts that we have can make a real difference to other people's lives. And we heard the story about Queen Esther and how she used the position she was in at the time to save her people. So she was on God's team. And we played a game where we had some flour and a jelly baby on the top, and you had to try and cut the flour cake without making the jelly baby fall. And you'll see what happened. If the jelly baby fell, you had to pick it up with your mouth. Games. And day four. On day four, we learn that God can use us, whatever our skills and background are, and that all of our gifts are part of his plan. And we heard the story about Jesus calling his disciples and how they were all very different. And one of them, Peter, was... Do we remember? What was it that Peter did for a living before Jesus called him? Do you remember?
Fishing.
Yeah, he did fishing. And what did Jesus say to him when he called him? Because he thought, well, I'm a fisherman. What can I do for you? But what did Jesus say? Do we remember that story? You remember what he said?
Follow me.
And what's he going to catch?
They needed to catch some fish, but they fished all night, but they couldn't. But they didn't find any fish. But then Jesus said, "Fish on this side," and then they believed him, and then they fished lots of fish.
Right, yeah.
And Jesus said, "Don't fish for fish; fish for men."
Yeah, so he said he's going to fish for people, didn't he? As well. Oh, more warm-ups. Oh, we did lots of that, lots of exercises to get us warmed up. And here's the story that we were talking about. We had Open the Book, come and read the stories to us, which was fantastic because they gave us amazing stories and we really remembered those ones. And they really made us think. More races. And we decorated biscuits, and every single one was individual and different, showing that we all have different gifts, and Jesus calls us all to use our gifts. Whatever those gifts are, we can all play our part on God's team. And on day five, we heard a story about Paul and Barnabas, and they didn't agree. They found it really difficult because somebody had let them down. So we reflected on forgiving others and how God forgives us. And we learned that Jesus died so that we can be forgiven and we can mend our friendship with God. We had to work together for the sponge relay. I had to put the sponge between their heads to get to the other side. And we made special treasure boxes. And then at the end, we had to say goodbye to Superfan. But worst of all, we had to say goodbye to Karen and Joyce. And these are the hats that Guy was talking about earlier. Got a lovely picture of them in their hats. So it was really sad, but we're so thankful that they shared their gifts for all these years working and preparing Holiday Club. So thank you to them. And we all loved Holiday Club this year. It was wonderful. Do we all agree? Yeah? Yeah. So that was Holiday Club.